Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
92.5 WBE, TJ Bo, Producer Hope, getting you going on a Monday morning. And how does it feel to be a homeowner? Your first purchase, a townhome, and boy, that money pit started the day you unlocked that front door. What happened over the weekend now?
So last week, I had mentioned that I didn't have heat. We were trying to figure out running the water for the drip. Pipes had frozen. So my HOA, they were like, here's some space heaters, just run them. And, you know, it'll warm up.
HOA just gave you space heaters and like, good luck, kid.
They were like, put them on the pipes. We'll get them to unfreeze. They took an infrared thermometer in the closet where the pipe starts, and it was 32 degrees in there. Inside. Mm. So come home Saturday night. I could hear that the heat was trying to click on. I'm like, perfect. Gonna wake up in the morning. It's gonna be nice and warm. Everything's gonna be great. I wake up yesterday morning, and it's like the rainforest.
What?
Open the door. It's like 100% humidity. All my windows are steamed up.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, uh-oh. I'm walking over.
Ew.
Sopping Ew. Through the carpet. And I'm like, we've got a problem here.
Yeah.
Pipe. Burst.
Oh, no.
Oh, Hope.
So call the emergency line. They get me through the operator. My property managers are there within 20 minutes, and they're going right with the saw to my sliding glass door.
Yeah.
Because, of course, that's where the pipe is, that there is flooding. And all they kept saying the whole time was, oh, thank God this happened this morning so we could watch the Bills game. Thank God this happened this morning so we would have time to take care of it before the Bills game. I'm so glad if this was going to happen, it was not during the Bills game.
Are these the same people who threw you space heaters? Here you go, kid. Oh, my gosh. So now your carpet's soaked.
Carpet soaked. You want to talk about a fast Christmas cleanup. My Christmas tree was in front of my sliding glass door. So they've got a saw running, and I'm going through, pulling the glass ornaments, trying to get everything out of the way so that they can go through and do what they need to do.
Hold it. I got to put away the decorations. The Bills game's coming up. No, we're moving it, jumping into action.
So they had people come in. They brought an industrial-sized dehumidifier and fans. But they were like, you got to wait for the water to run out of the pipes. And it's just like
Battling
brook. And I'm just sitting there like trying to like channel some zen. And I'm like, it's not my pipes flooding right now. It's just a stream. And all my problems are floating away. And I'm not thinking about how much water damage is happening right now.
Oh my gosh. What a nightmare.
So they have to take out my sliding glass door today to fix the pipe. They just got the water shut off and like tried to get it to stop yesterday, but we are not anywhere close to being done with this.
Gosh.
You know, you've had so many issues with this townhome you just got. Once it's all done, it's going to be like new because everything keeps getting fixed, right? Is that the good thing?
Yeah. You know, it makes you want to be careful for what you wish for. I was just looking at my carpet in my living room that's now destroyed. And I was like, you know, I really don't like this carpet, but I don't have a good reason to get rid of it.
You do now.
Well, I guess that's glass half full, right?
Exactly. 92.5 WB, TJ Bo, Producer Hope. I had a blast with the Bills Mafia, Bills Pep Rally. Up there, City Hall in Buffalo on Friday. You know what the warmest part of my body was? Wearing Depends. That kept that area warm. When I'd take off my gloves to shoot video and take pictures, my hands would just crunch up frozen. It was cold up there.
Yeah.
Luckily, on the drive up, and thank you to my wife, Celeste. She got up early with me. We got up there. We stopped at the rest area right before Buffalo, went to the restroom, right? Uh-huh. Then I get on the Pens. I'm ready to go.
Can't believe you wore diapers.
And throughout the pep rally, I was there from 5:30 to about 9 o'clock.
I know.
I was there a long time. And how many cups of coffee do I average drink in the morning?
Three.
At least, right? I had a half because I didn't want any problems up there. So I didn't even have my caffeine going. Water, I wouldn't drink. I didn't want to go. But so many Bills fans from the Rochester area who was up there. Bo, are you really? How does it feel? Did you wet yourself? No, I didn't. I held it because I didn't want to be sloshing around. But man, when I was done, my wife and I were running to a convenience store to use the restroom.
Right.
I'm running in going, I'll buy something. Don't worry.
I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Throwing my wallet on the counter. I'll buy something. I will.
Right. Yeah, that would not have been good. It would have gotten frozen.
If I was to suggest it be better next year, is have some more restrooms. Like City Hall wouldn't even let you use the restroom. They had it all blocked off. I'm like,
you invited us here.
Yeah, exactly.
You told us to be here by 6 a.m. Can't even throw a porta potty out on the sidewalk.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So we had a blast. Bills Mafia is the best. Best fan base in the world.
Season's over. We're going to need a rest.
Well, and watching the Today Show, the biggest crowd was Buffalo. We were sitting here in the studio and they showed all of the cities and the other fandoms just like a 20th of what Bills Mafia was showing. Like they were like, you could tell they were like crunching people together. It was just like empty rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And you kept warm with the hundreds there just dancing. That's how you kept warm. It was cold. My goodness. But thanks for everybody being so friendly and nice and jumping on the videos with me. And you know, Bill's Elvis there just loves you, TJ. I mean,
thanks for bringing me his stickers, too. Uh-huh. I love that he has his own merch that he hands out.
And it's Elvis with a guitar on a buffalo. Yeah. Too cool. If you missed any of the pictures or videos, you still want to experience it, head on over to our Facebook, 92.5 WBEE. Famous, next thing you know, that is for Samantha, who needs our help. Miscommunication or misconnection, 92.5 WBEE. She went to her favorite coffee place Saturday morning. She's waiting all of a sudden. Samantha! And as she's going for her coffee, she likes the foo-foo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Guy, good looking, cuts right in front of her, grabs the coffee and starts walking. She's like, hey, puts it to his lips and he's drinking, walking out the door. As she's going after him, she hears, Sam, she turns around, she goes, was that mine? Goes back and goes, maybe this is mine. You know, they hyphenated it, you know, shortened Samantha, put Sam, taste it, black. No, that was the guy's. He heard, you know, Sam, it was Samantha, but he heard Sam grabs hers and goes. She tried to go after him, but he lost her outside. And she's like, you know, he's a good-looking guy. Okay, we don't have the same taste in coffee. Misconnection? Miscommunication? She actually went back in and explained the problem. Like, I don't like black coffee. Can I have my foo-foo? And they made her one. But what she's wondering is, should she go back there next Saturday at the same time? See, she sees who Sam really is. Is it a misconnection? What do you think? You know, opposites do attract. They don't have to like the same type of coffee.
Yeah, I mean, if she's, I don't know, that interested in him, you can go stalk him.
Try and play with fate.
Misconnection. Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, you're putting a little sinister twist on it. Calling her a stalker.
Have we just met? Of course I did.
Yeah.
Of course that's what I do. Because so you're there again. What, are you following me? So, I don't know. Did he seem interested or was he like, see ya? Give it a shot.
Obviously, he was in a rush. He just heard Sam. It was actually Samantha grabbed the wrong coffee, but he liked it. How would you not know if you're a black coffee drinker, which I am, that it's foo-foo, it's not yours, and turn around?
Yeah.
He just kept going. He must have been in a rush. But I think this coming Saturday. She should be there around the same time. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if she sees him walking in, jump in front of him and just have Sam for her. So it'll be two Sams called. And that's when they could do the misconnection. I'm just saying, I'm trying. I watch Hallmark movies, okay?
So, Samantha, I would intentionally order two coffees if you see him.
Yeah.
And then say, I think I got your black coffee.
Oh.
And then he's like, no, I got one. Yeah. Are you sure? My name's Sam.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, he has no idea who she is.
Right.
Right.
He's like, how do you know my coffee order?
Yeah, well, because I know. That's weird. I don't know.
He bounced. He's gone. He has a new zest for life because he went from drinking black coffee to coffee filled with sugar. He's going to be so energetic. He's going to be bouncing off the walls, switching to this new coffee order.
I'm voting misconnection. Misconnection over miscommunication. I'm telling you, the day of love's coming up. We all have our Cupid arrows ready. We're in togas. She's trying to make that connection. Samantha, keep us updated. What do you think she should do?